What's better than a Bible? Two Bibles. I have brought my parallel Bible along tonight because it's got King James and Amplified side by side. And I find this extremely helpful. I don't know if any of you use an Amplified Bible, but the Amplified Bible opens up all the different shades of meaning in the original language. It's not a Bible that you can read straight off like you would normally, but it's good to aid your study. And I treasure this one. It's the one I keep by my computer, and it's the one that I use when I'm writing on the internet, and I find it quite gripping. And I want to us to read again some verses from Revelation 13, because I'm going back really to something that I discovered years and years and years ago now, and I have written about it on the internet as well. And I want us to look there again, because I think it's very relevant to the day that we're in. You might think when we read these verses and we talk about the beast or the Antichrist and that, you think, well, what do we want to know about those things for? We won't be here. I've heard Christians actually say that. But the thing is, I'll give you two reasons why we should know and understand these things. The first is in the Word of God, and it's not in there by accident. It's in there for us to read and understand, and I'll show you that in a moment. But also because when we see the conditions that are coming on the earth, and we look and compare with the conditions that we're seeing in the world today, we can see just how close we are to the Lord's coming. And I believe that's one of the reasons why God has shown us these things. No, we won't be there when this happens. But we know that when things are getting into place ready for this to happen, and we know our Lord will soon be on his way. Anyway, we're going to read just a few verses from Revelation 13. And we're going to start at the beginning. And I stood on the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and upon his horns ten crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. And I saw one of his heads, as it were, wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world wondered after the beast. And they worshipped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worshipped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And it was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. And power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If any man have an ear, let him hear. And that's the third reason why we should understand and take on board what Revelation tells us. If any man have an ear, let him hear. It's God's way of saying this is important. It's God's way of saying sit up and take notice. Don't ignore it. Realize what is going to happen. It's God's way of saying that. I know we've all got ears. But he's talking about our inner hearing, our spiritual hearing. If we have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying, then let's listen to what the Spirit is saying. Let us hear what God is saying in these days. And I want to base my little talk tonight on three things, three foundations of the coming Antichrist kingdom. And this is something, as I say, that I've spoken on and I've wrote about many times before in the past. But it's very clear in the verses that we read together here tonight that the Antichrist kingdom, as he takes over the reins of this world, he will have three foundations. There will be world government, that's the first. There will be world currency, that's the second. And there will be a world religion, and that's the third. Three foundations that the Antichrist will build his kingdom upon. World government, world currency, and world religion. And when we see these things falling into place as we do today, it's time to sit up. It's time to realize, you know, that the coming of the Lord really is drawing near. I know sometimes our minds can get a bit dim on this, you know, a bit numb, because we've heard it so often before. I can't even begin to think how many times I've preached on it, you know, about the coming of the Lord. And yes, I even started my very first meeting as a pastor in this church, which was 31 years ago this year, and it was on the coming of the Lord. So consistently throughout those 31 years here, I've been preaching the coming of the Lord. And people can, you know, sometimes think, well, we've heard it before. But it's time to take notice. It's not the time to fall into a kind of spiritual stupor where we're not really bothered anymore. Where we're saying we've heard it before, it's okay, But we need to take notice, it's going to happen. As it says in the book of Hebrews, he who is coming will come. So there's going to come a time when it's here. When the coming of the Lord is here. When the trumpet will sound. When the voice of the archangel will be heard. And the trumpet of God. When Jesus comes and breaks into time once again. It is coming. And it's coming very soon. I want just to show you a little bit of some of the pieces that are in the Amplified Bible on this little passage that we read. In fact, I'll read a little bit out of that and so you can get a clearer idea of what John is showing us here from his vision. He says, I stood on the sandy beach. I saw a beast coming up out of the sea with 10 horns and 7 heads and on his horns 10 royal crowns, diadems, and blasphemous titles and names on his head. And the beast I saw resembled a leopard, but his feet were like those of a bear, and his mouth was like those of a lion. And to him the dragon, now this is important, and to him the dragon gave his own might and power and his own throne and great dominion. Now if you want to know who the dragon is, you look in chapter 12, the previous chapter, and it tells you who the dragon is. It's that old serpent, the devil of old. He is called here the dragon. And why I brought the Amplified along is because it expands that and shows us exactly what is going to happen. Right? Because it tells us there. It says that, and to him, the dragon, that Satan, gave his own might, his own power, and his own throne and great dominion. To this man that rises up. In other words, the devil is passing over to the Antichrist the very power and everything that Satan has. All that Satan has is going to be in this man. Everything that Satan has and is going to be in this man, because he passes it over to this beast, this Antichrist coming. So we can get a picture there of what it's going to be like. This man is going to be Satan personified. Satan in human form. You know, and that to me doesn't bear thinking about. It's terrible to even try to think and get your head round it. You know, but this is the devil's counterfeit. Just as Christ was all the very fullness of God in a human being, so that the Antichrist is going to be all the fullness of satanic power and nature in a man. And if you can think about that, well, how terrible this is going to be. And there will be this world government. Why? It says here, all the world wondered after the beast. The Amplified says the whole earth went after the beast in amazement and admiration. That's what's going to happen. The whole world is going to go after the beast and admire him in amazement at the power that this man has and the things that he is doing. Remember, as this world gets into a worse state, especially on the political front, and it is, it's in a terrible mess. You know, just because it creeps up on us sometimes, we can get immune to it and not realize how terrible it is. But if you start comparing this world to 30 years ago, and you see how terrible it's sunk, you know, politically and nationally and all that, you know, it's sunk to levels that we would not have thought possible. It is terrible. But then comes along the man who does show that he has answers. He's not scratching his head like all the politicians. And have you noticed, I don't know if it's, I don't want to get political tonight, but I don't know if you've noticed that we are in an absence, a void today, of real leaders. In fact, some of the leaders that creep onto the world scene, quite honestly, are a bit of a joke. If we're really honest. If you look back in history and see the leaders that the world has had, and you look at what's leading this world today, there's an absence of leadership. There's an absence of true, strong leaders. But this man is a leader. This is something that the world hasn't seen before. And as he takes over the world and sets up world government, the people go after him. They all wandered after the beast. They follow him in amazement and adoration. And then it tells us they worshipped the dragon, that's Satan, the devil. They worshipped the devil, which gave power to the beast. This is verse 4, the Antichrist. And they worshipped the beast or the Antichrist, saying, who is like unto the Antichrist? And he won't be called Antichrist, of course. He'll have a name. Who is like this man? We haven't seen anything like him before. This man is going to put everything right. This man is the answer. This man is like a Messiah. He's come onto the scene. He's going to unite the world. He's going to bring peace. And don't forget, one of the first things he's doing, he's going to bring peace to the Middle East, because he's going to have a treaty in place that gives peace to Israel. And Israel will believe him. How sad. Israel will believe him. Even Jesus prophesied, didn't he? Just moments before the cross. He said, another will come, not in my name. Him you will receive. Jesus said that. And that's exactly what's going to happen. Because he's going to bring peace where none of the world leaders have been able to bring peace. He's going to bring peace, or a temporary peace at least. The world will know a temporary peace for about 3.5 years. You know, this is the man. This is the man that brings in world religion. I asked you, look at religion today and see where it's leading. Just see where it's going. Don't get too concerned about the threat of Islam. I don't know quite how it's going to pan out, but the Dome of the Rock will be gone because the Antichrist is building a temple there, or is allowing Israel to. We know that. So we don't know what's happening to the Dome of the Rock, but it won't be there then. You see? But he will unite all the religions. Haven't you heard people talking about that? They say the religion is the cause of all wars. So if they all come together, there wouldn't be any wars. That's the theory. And now we see the great push towards ecumenicalism, bringing it all together. I tell you, it's shaping up, ready for the coming of the Antichrist. It's all getting there. It won't be a very big jump from what we've got now to that. Because even if you look at the Christian church, I say Christian inverted commas, because most of the leaders of the recognized church, at least they carry on as if they're not saved. You know, who am I to judge? But they, by their appearance, by their speech, and by everything else, you would say, well, that doesn't sound like a Christian to me. Not a biblical Christian. You see, because we've got people in charge of the church who are, to all intents and purposes, little antichrists. It's going that way. When we start having multi-faith services in St Paul's Cathedral and things like that, you know, things are getting pretty serious. It's there. And we know now that practically every faith has got political might behind it today, except Christianity. They've all got their rights and everything else, and you mustn't say anything against them or anything else, except for the true faith. That's the way it's going. All the world worshipped the dragon, Satan, which gave power to the beast, and they worshipped the beast. They're going to fall down and worship him. All that dwell on the earth, verse 8, all that dwell on the earth shall worship him. This is the world religion, and it's coming, the world faith. The world currency, it could be argued that we've got it already. Almost. In the plastic card, we've got practically a currency we can use anywhere. I can go on the internet and I can buy anything from practically any country, just with my card. I know it's true because I have done. You know? Just because they're in a different named currency than us doesn't matter. It's all automatically transposed and converted and all the rest of it. Just at the few clicks of the button, I send donations to David in India. He doesn't deal in pounds and pence. He's in Indian rupees. Makes no difference. I can send him money and he can pick it up the same day. The same day. World currency is coming. And we know that the card is just the forerunner of the mark of the beast. And the technology is there today to mark every person with the mark, the number of his name, that we might not be able to buy or sell, that's verse 16, except we have the mark of the beast. You see, because one of the biggest crime scenes today is the plastic card. You know that, don't you? There's more money done in fraud and everything on the plastic card than there is on anything. They lose billions of pounds a year in fraud. You know, through people stealing cards, making cards, cloning them, and all kinds of different things that they do. You know? It won't be long before somebody will say, well, if the mark is on your hand, no one can steal it. And if it's invisible, the number, no one can clone it. You see, it won't be long. The technology is there. So you go into the shop, you get your goods, and you put your hand down, and you've paid for your goods. The cashless society is well on the way, and it's coming. World government, world currency, world religion. When I used to speak on this 30-odd years ago and longer, people used to think, yeah, you know. Because it was so far away, there was no signs about of this sort of thing. But today, it's just a very quick jump from what we are now to that. You wouldn't even hardly notice the change. because that's the way the world is heading. But when we see these things, we know that the Lord's coming is near. Because before this actually becomes a reality, before this beast rises up out of the sea, the Antichrist, the sea is the nations, before he rises up to his full power, Christ is coming for his own. Hallelujah. How I praise him. He's coming for me, and I'm sure he's coming for you too. And we're waiting for that glorious day when he shall come and take us out and take us to glory to be with him. I will come again, Jesus said, and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Praise the Lord. Oh, lift up your heads. Yes, watch things that are happening in the world. Keep a close eye on them. But let it encourage you to know that the coming of the Lord is very, very near. He is coming very close now. Praise the Lord. I'm going to leave it there and trust that God will help us to understand these things even more clearly. And to realise just what terrible times we have coming, you know, but praise God, the saints will be gone, because we are not appointed to wrath, but to eternal life in him.